We're continuing with the discussion of a woman who miscarries and whether she has a status, depending on what she miscarries, whether she has the status of a nida or has the status of a yoledes, a woman who gave birth, or doesn't have the status of either. So in this Mishnah, we say, Amapelis kamin klipa, if a woman miscarries and what comes out, it looks like a membrane, kamin sa'ara, or like a hair, or kamin afar, or like dust, or kamin yavchushim adumim, or like little red bugs. Tatil lamayim, she should put any of those things that appear reddish in color, she should put them in water. Im nimochu, if they end up dissolving in the water, then it's proof that they were blood and tamea, and therefore she is tamea, from the status of nida. Vim lav, and if they don't dissolve, Tahora, she is pure, because in that case, it's not blood, so she's not Tamea Mishum Nida, and it's not considered a child, so she's not Tamea Mishum Yoledis either. Hamapelis Kamin Dagim, Chagavim, Shkatzim, Uramasim, if she miscarries something that looks like a fish, or something that looks like a grasshopper, or something that looks like a small insect or a rodent, if blood comes out together with those things, then tamea, because then she is impure because she has a status of nida. Vimlav, and if not, then tahora, then she is pure because none of those things are considered a child. So she's not tamea mishum yoledes, and she's not tamea mishum nida. Hamapelas min behema chaya v'of, if she miscarries something that looks like an animal, a large animal or a small animal, a domesticated animal or a wild animal or a fowl, bein tmeim bein tahorim, it doesn't matter whether they look like a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, then im zachar, if it looks like a male animal, then teshiv lezachar, then she is considered tmeim mishum yoledes, because that is considered a status of a woman who gave birth. Teshiv lezachar, she should sit the number of days for a male child, which is 7 days of tumah plus 33 days of tahara. V'im nekeva, and if it's a female animal, then teshiv lenekeva, then she should sit the number of days for a nekeva, which is again 14 days of tumah and then 66 days of tahara. V'im ein yadua, and if it's not recognizable what this is that came out of her, if it's male or if it's female, then teshev lezachor lenekeva, she should take on the stringencies of both sitting for a zachar and nekeva, which means 14 days of tuma followed by 26 days of tahara, so that she's taking on the stringencies of both the 14 day tuma period of a nekeva, followed by only ending after 40 days of Yimei Tahara, like if it was a Zachar. So it's 14 plus 26. Divrei Rabbi Meir, those are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim say, kol she'ein bo mitzuras adam, chachamim say, if it doesn't look like a human child at all, ein o vlad, it's not considered a child, and she is not tuma mishum yoledes. And that actually is the halacha. We follow the chachamim, and a woman doesn't become Tumeya for Tumas Leda, unless it looks like a human child that she miscarried. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamapelis Shapir Male Mayim, Male Dam, Male Genunim, Eina Choshesh Levlad. If a woman miscarries a membrane that's filled with water, or it's filled with blood, or it's filled with small pieces of flesh, then she doesn't have to worry that that's a child and she's not Tumeya at all, not mishum nida, not mishum leida. Vimhaya merukam, but if she sees that there is a child, a fetus inside that membrane, and she's unsure whether it's a male child or a female child inside the membrane, then teshev lezachar vilin keva, then she does become tmeya mishum leida, but she takes on the stringencies of both having given birth to a male child and a female child, and she's Tamea for 14 days, followed by 26 days of Tahara, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah.